show, 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump arrives at the White House to start his second term and is signing more executive orders, including pardons for participants in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Approximately 1,500 people, six commutations.
CBS's Natalie Brand in Washington with more.
President Trump signed some actions in front of supporters packed into Washington's Capital One Arena.
The first item that President Trump is signing is the rescission of 78 Biden-era executive actions, executive orders, presidential memoranda, and others.
Many traveled from out of state to be here for this moment.
We're huge supporters of Trump, and he's done a lot for us. And so this is the least I could do.
While the move indoors because of the extreme cold brought changes to the day, a raucous campaign atmosphere filled the arena celebrating President Trump's return. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Vivek Ramaswamy is no longer part of President Donald Trump's inner circle. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The entrepreneur who sought the Republican presidential nomination was tapped as co-director of Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside billionaire Elon Musk. But he dropped out shortly after Trump was sworn in. Instead, Ramaswamy signaled he's going to make a run for governor of his home state of Ohio. A spokeswoman thanked Ramaswamy for his contributions thus far and said she expects him to, quote, play a vital role in making America great again.
Authorities say a U.S. Border Patrol agent has been shot and killed in the line of duty in Coventry, Vermont, south of the Canadian border. It happened on I-91, and state police are helping federal authorities with the investigation. The Trump administration is expected to begin mass deportations as soon as tomorrow, beginning here in Chicago. Immigrant community activists rallied today, protesting the plans. National Immigration Mahentes Martin Unqueta says he's ready to act.
We are preparing our community in order to fight against this administration, that today begins.
Firefighters in Southern California are on alert for the next round of Santa Ana winds. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says conditions are ripe for fire to spread, so resources are being mobilized.
To prepare for these winds, the LAFD has deployed all available resources and strategically positioned fire patrols, fire engines in the high-risk areas across the city of Los Angeles.
Colombia's president has declared a state of emergency in response to bloody guerrilla violence that has killed more than 100 people and displaced 11,000 in just a few days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 18 below, wind chills to 35 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high maybe to zero. Some flurries and snow showers for Tuesday night into Wednesday, high upper teens. Currently, it's 11 below.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Karagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Well, you know, it always gets the darkest before sunrise. And Haley, today was a bizarre day in a lot of ways. I was in a meeting, and what came across was that Leonard Peltier, the information on Leonard Peltier being, well, let's get our friend Ruth Buffalo on here and let's talk about this. Welcome, Ruth. What a day. You know, it's a double-edged sword. We have 47 being sworn in today, and then all of a sudden I get this message across my Facebook, and people are texting me, and I broke out in tears, and I didn't expect that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Dosha and hello and Matsigidads, Mabesigids, it's a good day.
Yeah, it is. And for our audience that doesn't know, Ruth has been, Ruth Anna has been really behind in the last few years, the clemency for our uncle Leonard Peltier. And today was a magical day. I know it says in February 18th that he'll be let out, and then he'll be under the scrutiny of staying home. But that also means that he can go to the doctor, going to religious services and things like that. So, you know, I think there's a gray zone there where he can get out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely good news. And I'm just an outsider looking in. You know, different family members have had histories of helping with the American Indian movement, but definitely not here to like grandstand or, you know, anything like that. So it's like really fine line, I think, too, to put yourself out there in advocacy. So I just, first and foremost, my disclaimer is, you know, I'm just a helper and really want to acknowledge and pay tribute to those who survived that day out at Wounded Knee and things, you know. So that has always kind of been my thing from the beginning, is just amplifying the survivors' voices first and foremost. During my short time of advocacy for Leonard, really paralleled a lot of what we were seeing directly in North Dakota, locally, within our home communities, within our own families, of the injustices with the judicial system, you know, and when I was a state legislator in the state legislature, I sat on the House Judiciary Committee and the House Agriculture Committee, but a lot of common themes that are just heartbreaking, even to this day, of like, why is this still happening, you know? And so it was just to be invited to visit Leonard by himself back then when I was running for re-election, you know, and then to go down there and see him definitely was eye-opening and did impact me, you know, to continue supporting him and trying to get him free. So I think it's a big undertaking, and many people died trying, you know, but it's, so I just want to, you know, make that disclaimer, because during my time of advocacy, you know, I saw a lot, learned a lot, and always tried to do the right thing by, you know, carrying out what he had asked me to do. And so someday, hopefully all of that will come to light too, because, it's no fun being, targeted when you're trying to do good, and then your family's security and safety is compromised as well. So I think that's something that I hope to speak about one day.
Yeah, I'd hope so too. I just, where were you when you heard about this?
We were at Perkins, my family and I. Yeah, because it's been a busy time. The oldest, you know, away at college now to finish her, she graduated two springs ago with her associates, and now she's going to go for her bachelor's, but had just got back late last night and then had breakfast with my family, and we're getting ready to part ways like that. And then I got the text from you, and I was like, Leonard? And then my husband was like, just call him. So I called you, and then we were in the lobby area of the Perkins, you know, where they have those stuffed animal games where you can go in and grab the, and I was like, this is like introduction to gambling for our little, you know, for the littles, you know. But so my husband was like, well, I'm so glad I was there with you. I am too, because otherwise he would have been down the road when we found the news, you know. But yeah, we must have sat in that lobby entrance. Where were you? Were you at your house or?
Yeah, I was working and via WebEx, because my legislature is too cold to go to Black River Falls for my work. So we were meeting there, and it was brought up during our meeting. And then I, sure enough, I opened up Facebook, and then I text you right away and text Haley. Because Haley, as you know, at the end of the show, it says free Leonard Peltier. And now we have to say something different.
Well, I think celebrating, you know, I think it's, had this conversation with my daughter too, you know, my oldest is like, we have to learn to celebrate. I think, you know, it's oftentimes we're just so like grief ridden, or, you know, just like living in fear or anger, you know, and I think it's good to celebrate more and to just to celebrate and not to be so sad all the time of everything that we've experienced, or, you know, carrying the weight of our ancestors. So I think it's really good to celebrate, and I'm looking forward to seeing Leonard celebrate, you know, from afar. I'm looking forward to seeing him spend time with his family, you know, step mm-hmm. foot on his homelands of Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. So I think it's really important to stress the need and importance for him to have that privacy and that time with his family, for sure.
Oh, so I guess you and I will not be leading a caravan from the Twin Cities the day he gets out. Okay.
I will celebrate those that engage, but I don't really care to be in a mix like that.
No, I'm kidding. That's I was just joking about that, because absolutely he needs in time, and it's a long time. He's been in, you know, there's some, like his son was being quoted on the news, and he hasn't seen his father since he was 5 years old.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard a lot of the personal accounts, and, you know, even like his son, you know, one of his sons passing away out in D.C. when he was there mm-hmm. rallying for him, you know. So it's like just wanting to respect the privacy of the family, and first right. and foremost, you know, they deserve that alone time and that privacy.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're very humble, and I know that you and a lot of people over the years, I was blessed to have talked to Leonard and interviewed him for the show, which blew my mind that worked out, and hopefully way down the road, we'll be able to talk to him. And you know, I think to me, this is being emotional about this. This has a lot to do with being Native, not just Leonard being communed. You know, that there is some sort of justice, whether it's small, a little piece or whatever. And to be excited about like that, like you said, Ruth, Anna.
Yes, 100%. Like having our kids there and even the twins, you know, 10 years old, and even my mom, you know, because she does her quiet advocacy, you know, in her own way, and sending letters to all the powers that be, and remaining vigilant in that way. But she, when I shared the news with her today, she was like, can you double check, you know,
right.
She's a border survivor, you know? And so it's just like having that generation see this, you know, within their lifetime, and while honoring and remembering those that didn't get to see this within their lifetime, is pretty special. And we just wish all the best for Leonard, and thankful for everybody who worked so hard, tirelessly, selflessly, mm-hmm. for his freedom.
Absolutely. Ruth Anna Buffalo, I think we'll see you tomorrow too, but it was really nice for you to stop in and talk about this glorious day here in Indian country. I really appreciate you stopping in, and we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Right on. Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back. That was Ruth Anna Buffalo. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio, and I'm awake.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, it's Patrick. Your friends and family may be gone now, but the messes that were left behind on your carpets, rugs, upholstery, and more remain. That's why you need to call My Cleaning Heroes at Zero Res and get 2024 out of your house for good. That's why to start the new year, Zero Res is offering 24% off all cleaning services for the month of January. That's 24% off carpets, tiles, rugs, upholstery, any surface in your home, and don't forget about your air ducts. Call Zero Res right now at 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. But Zero Res isn't just good for cleaning up the post-holiday messes at home. They can make your business look great, too. Zero Res was out at the station this fall, and we couldn't have been happier with their quality of work and their professionalism, and the station looks great. So don't wait. Book your home cleaning today. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. Zero Res.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. And Haley, what a day. You know, we think of this person being sworn in as president, you know, and I think of past presidents saying things like, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And then we have this one say, drill, baby, drill. You know, it's just disheartening and sickening. But we had good news today. And so we've had a discussion, too. What are we going to say at the end of the show?
I know, right? Well, I asked you that question. I don't know if you really gave any answers, but... I was very hopeful that this would happen. I don't know if I could say I was expecting it. I was very surprised, to hear any bit of good news come out of today. But, I also want to touch on that it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I think a lot of themes and a lot of topics and issues that he worked on, a lot of like the Native population can relate to as well. There are so many great quotes by Martin Luther King Jr. That touched on like justice and hope and love for humanity. And I think there's, you know, such division in today's world. And, you know, I think it's, well, at least it's clear to me which side of history I would rather be on.
Well, I also have to make this clear, too, that Biden is the one that President, I don't know if I mentioned that, and but people hopefully do know that. And if you don't, President Biden did this clemency, this commuting, you know, and not the orange one. And even though he saved TikTok, so now.
Don't even get me started on that. That's all. Right. That's a whole different show.
I know. That's a different show. That's the one we do on Sirius Radio so we can swear and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was interesting. I just think it's because like Native, there was a thing you talked about this too, like Native TikTok. There was such a community that was found across Turtle Island on TikTok where Indigenous artists and speakers could come speak about issues in their local area, different tribal nations. And I think a lot of creators, you know, were found on that platform to speak about issues like that. And I know like certain people don't have that platform anymore, but I wasn't sure how TikTok was going to be taken away and the whole narcissistic way of kind of threatening to take it away and then giving it back is just not really.
Well, what's interesting too, Haley, about TikTok and I watch TikTok and a lot of Native TikTok is a lot of those people get paid, you know, and there was money being taken out of their pockets. People promote their businesses and
it's like advertising,
right? But it isn't where they're paying for it, you know. And so it's really definitely a good thing that it came back, but it's really shady. And how things went down. I just want to read this too. What was interesting, Haley, is that, you know, there was a link sent to me about Biden commuting Leonard. And then I went back to try and see it, and it was gone because Trump's president now.
Yeah, no.
But I still have it up, and it says... communication here. The president is communing the life sentence imposed on Leonard Peltier so that he serves the remainder of sentence in home confinement. He is now 80 years old, suffers from severe health ailments, and has spent the majority of his life, nearly half a century, in prison. This commutation will enable Mr. Peltier to spend the remainder of his days at home confined, but will not pardon him for his underlying crimes. So it goes on and talks about he's serving a life president a life sentence for killing two FBI agents in Pine Ridge, I can't talk today, Indian Reservation. That isn't what he's in prison for. So that's bizarre that that's up there.
Right. Is that on the White House's website right now?
No, they took everything down because the orange one took over. So
yeah,
it was weird. Within hours, it was gone. Everything was gone.
Yeah, within like 60 minutes, really. I went to go look at, like an hour after all of this news had been out, I went to go look at President Biden. I was looking for a video of him reading off the pardons and everything just to get an audio clip. And I clicked on a link. And it brought me to the White House, and it said page not found. And the link that it would bring me back to was like this whole video montage of the orange one, just like patriotic video montage of like this guy. And it says like the White House page, it said the country is back or something, just like totally stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But they took down everything that Joe Biden had on there.
Like immediately.
Yeah, I didn't like realize. Do they do that every president like switches? Do they?
I don't know. I never go onto the White House website, but I did for this because somebody sent me the link, and it was a boom. There it is. And then again, like probably after talking to you, and looking for it again, but I still had a window open on my computer, and that's one good thing about having two screens and millions of windows open.
Yeah,
I still have it. I was able to read it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, but yeah, interesting how that transfer of power happened very quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you know, there's a lot of, there's a lot of talk. You know, we're a community, Native Americans of 500 plus different nations across the Turtle Island, and we all have our opinions, and there's different opinions. But believe me, if Leonard had anything to do with the murder of anybody else, and they would have definitely got him in for that too, and he wouldn't be leaving. So this has been a sketchy thing. So that's my feeling too when we talk about, you know, Anna Mae, for instance.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It was Anna Mae was on my mind and my heart today as well. I actually just went back and rewatched Hulu's series The Vow of Silence, the assassination of Anna Mae Aquash, and I rewatched it a day before this. I don't ask me why I just did it now, but kind of a coincidence. Yeah. And rewatching that, you know, I have so much sorrow and pain in my heart for our MMIR, our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. And of course that issue is one I will always advocate for. But if the FBI or any federal government agent had anything to keep Leonard locked up, they would have brought that to the forefront right away. So that's just my thoughts on that. Also, there are other theories, too, that point to different people, but that's a whole different thing. And again, advocacy for our MMIR.
Yeah, definitely. And especially when it's coming up now, this has to unite us in a way. I believe that we should be happy about this, because this kind of action, him being in almost 50 years, Leonard Peltier, was an attack on Native Americans in different ways. And it was interesting what Ruth Buffalo said, that her mother wanted somebody to double check it and make sure it happened, because these things don't happen for our relatives that have been around for a while. This is third or fourth class citizens of this country. That's our land. And, but this is a bright spot right now, I believe, for us. And I'm going to take every inch I can on this.
Yeah, and I think this really kind of shows where Indigenous and Native American activism is heading, where it's always been. I know Anna Mae was a great activist, and Leonard's imprisonment for that long really put out a statement that if you try to stand up, or any Indigenous person tries to stand up against the federal government, this is what will happen to you. And I know any activist, you know, would, I don't know, just advocate for a fair, reasonable.
Well, if we're talking about Anna Mae, that's just, I saw a great post by a Native leader out there. And I think Anna Mae is more of a thing by the American Indian Movement leadership. And we have to remember, Leonard was not a leader. He was just a soldier. He was just a part of it. And so if there's any really pushback, and a lot of those leaders, Haley, are dead now, that could say something about Anna Mae. And I don't want to turn this into an Anna Mae show, and we definitely can. We can have a show on that, but I also want to celebrate the fact that one win for Native Americans across Turtle Island today.
Yes, and for every Native activist out there.
Right.
Good news.
Right. So where were you? Did you believe it? I mean, how did you react?
I believed it because it came from you. And but the same thing. I was like, I have to double check this. I hopped on Facebook right away. And, you know, Facebook is like Indigenous news media for all of our relatives. And there it was, about like 10 posts. So very happy to see.
Well, we got a writer that I've seen. And as a matter of fact, when I saw the picture and started reading through the notes, it's like, oh, I went and saw him speak on his book. So this will be awesome. So, hey, we have an author coming.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show. CBS News Special Report. President Donald Trump signs more executive orders, including one that pardons 1,500 participants in the U.S. Capitol attack and ends all pending cases, abruptly ending the largest prosecution in U.S. history. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
There's a crowd outside the Washington, D.C. jail where a couple dozen of the defendants have been held. There are hundreds more elsewhere in the nation, and there is a sense it's a matter of when, not if, there are mass releases.
Another order addresses birthright citizenship, Trump saying.
It's ridiculous. We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know.
On this inauguration day, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sent best wishes to President Trump.
I look forward to working with you to return the remaining hostages, to destroy Hamas's military capabilities and end its political rule in Gaza, and to ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the less are known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 18 below, wind chills to 35 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high maybe to zero. Some flurries and snow showers for Tuesday night into Wednesday, high upper teens. Currently, it's 11 below.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have a great guest here, Bruce White, award-winning historian and anthropologist who wrote the book, They Will Not Be Moved, about the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe's fight for the reservation. And it was published in October, and there's going to be a talk at Next Chapter Book Sellers coming up here, and sponsored by AM950, or is a AM950 sponsor at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And welcome, Bruce. I got a chance to see you for your book reading at the Minnesota Historical Society this, what was it, November, I think.
Yes. Well, that was the first event, or one of the first events, and so it was a good event, lots of interesting people, lots of good questions, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and Pini Gigi for being on. I just think it's amazing all the information you have about, you know, what from the 90s up until 2022 on all these court cases against the Mille Lacs, from Mille Lacs, you know, it's amazing that this is still happening, and really amazing of all the information you have.
Well, it's really amazing to me that people in that area, non-Indian people, found so many reasons to resent the Mille Lacs Band over, you know, more than a century. Their reservation was created in 1855, but they'd been living there long before then. And once they got the reservation, it seemed like, well, the people would allow them to live there and they could make it their home. The term they used at the time was, it was to be their permanent home, where they would be left alone. But that's not the way it turned out.
Right. And it just keep coming back at them over and over again. And this book is written beautifully, documenting that. You have a long history here in working on history in Minnesota. Can you tell her? I was really amazed by that, but you've been here for a long time.
Well, considering I wasn't even born in Minnesota, it is crazy, but my mother had worked at the Minnesota Historical Society before I was even born. And then once I got older, and she kind of encouraged me to become a historian, I guess for a long time, I didn't really think I wanted to, but then she encouraged me. And when I was still in college, I got a job in the library at the Minnesota Historical Society, and, you know, doing menial tasks, but I would go get manuscripts that people needed to read, researchers, and I would bring them back and to give it to them, and I would always read them a little bit, and I got kind of hooked into history.
Yeah, and you've written quite a few books, haven't you?
Well, I've written parts of two or three books, three books, along with others. The book Minnesota Makoche about the Dakota people in Minnesota, I worked with Gwen Westerman.
That's awesome. Well, we're waiting for you to write one on Ho-Chunk here, because we were removed, as you know, and we like talking about. We've been here for 10,000 years, but I think people 40 and under forget that.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, I was just reading a book by Kathy Coates about the Ho-Chunk, which is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it really has. She's it's been out a year and she's done really well, and we support her and have had her on the show many times. So okay. You're going to be at 6 o'clock Wednesday, January 22nd, which is coming up, 6 p.m. You're going to be at Next Chapter Bookstore. It's at 38 South Snelling here in St. Paul.
Yes.
That's exciting, too. So you'll do a book reading and a Q&A and a book signing, right?
Well, I guess that's the plan. I went to one of their readings a few years back, and it seems like a good setting for that. And I'm looking forward to it. I didn't graduate from McAllister College, but I went there a couple of years, and so I'm familiar with that area. It's kind of nostalgic to go there to the bookstore.
Yeah, right around the corner is Dunn Brothers, and that's been there, like one of the first coffee shops in St. Paul. It's been there since 85, and yeah, Mac is, McAllister is there. I used to work with a lot of former McAllister students when I taught high school.
It seems like so many McAllister students ended up living on Grand Avenue over the years. I lived on Grand at Lexington for 10 years. When I first started at the Minnesota Historical Society. So I had lots of friends from Mac. And so it's a great area for young people to live. At least I found it.
Right. And then you got the Lexington there. You can hobnob with all the politicians during lunch.
Oh yeah. That was across the street from me, but I tell you, I didn't go there that often.
A lot of
legislators would go in there, and it was a bit, you know, beyond my price range.
Yeah. Still is for me. So, you know, what made you write this book about the Ojibwe and the history? And this is fascinating too, because of the problems they've had, Mille Lacs, and there's a lot of things that have come at them in a bad way.
Yeah, well, I right out of grad school, I got a job working on the 1837 treaty lawsuit in the early 1990s. There was a lawsuit about the meaning of the provision in the 1837 treaty that allowed the Ojibwe to continue to hunt, fish, and gather in the area being ceded. And for a long time, you know, state officials would say, oh, well, that's just an old treaty. It doesn't have any meaning.
Yeah.
But, you know, many band members, they actually had living traditions about that treaty. You know, even though it was signed in 1837, there were people almost 100 years later who, though they hadn't been at the treaty, they'd heard about it from grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so it really was a living tradition. So at one point, the Mille Lacs band decided to file suit to get recognition from the state of Minnesota that treaty right still existed. And I was, you know, I was out of grad school. I didn't really have many prospects. And they said, well, could you help us with this lawsuit? So I started doing research on it. And the more that I did, the more I became interested in the band itself. Not just the treaty right, but the history of the band. And so while that lawsuit was going on, I began to do research on the band. And so then, you know, I don't know if everyone knows this, but the Mille Lacs band won that lawsuit. And so, you know, I guess people were happy with the research that I had done. And so I got hired by Mille Lacs again later to do other things. But also I worked for several reservations in Michigan, and so suddenly I had a career that I never knew existed before. I didn't even know that you could do that. You mean you hire me to do research and then I just have to write about it? I thought, well, that's crazy. That's what a wonderful thing. And it was hard to get teaching jobs in those days. Everyone, you know, who went to grad school wanted to get a teaching job. But I found it was, you know, teaching is much harder than doing research, I thought.
That's awesome. Hey,
and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it quite a bit. So one thing led to another.
Right. Hey, we're with Bruce White, award-winning historian, and we're talking about, you know, they would not be moved, the enduring struggle of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe to keep the reservation. And you're going to be at 6 p.m. tomorrow, the 22nd, at 38 South Snelling Avenue. Next
no, it's, chapter. It's, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes. Did I say tomorrow? Yes.
You said tomorrow, so it's, yeah, Wednesday is the 22nd.
I'm all excited that Leonard Peltier is getting out of prison, so sorry about that, Bruce. It's Wednesday.
No, you know, I understand that. In fact, I was thinking, well, maybe they might not even want me tonight because they'll be talking about Leonard, and, you know, that's an incredibly exciting thing.
Yeah, it is. I wish it would have been years ago, but it's still kind of a win for Indian country, don't you think, Bruce?
Well, I don't know if I can judge that, but I know that people have been, all the years I've been working with people in various reservations and communities, and they often talked about, you know, what a shame it was he was still in jail.
Exactly. Well, I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you stopping in. Again, Wednesday at 6 p.m., January 22nd, at Next Chapter Booksellers. I'm sorry. Bruce White will be there signing his books and talking about. Thank you, Big Peeny Geegee. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Start the new year with nonstop laughs at Brave New Workshop's Big Christmas Energy. This holiday tradition, now running through January, is packed with sketches and songs to keep the laughs going. Enjoy new sketches and perennial favorites, including their unforgettable take on the 12 Days of Christmas. Whether you're recovering from awkward holiday conversations or just looking for a good time, Big Christmas Energy will leave you smiling. Catch Big Christmas Energy Thursdays through Saturdays in January at Brave New Workshop in Minneapolis. Get tickets at bravenewworkshop.org.
I love the Toyota Sienna Hybrid from Rudy Luther Toyota. Safe, roomy, comfortable, and insanely fuel efficient. One thing I haven't mentioned is how good the Sienna is at winter driving. We just had a snowstorm, and my Sienna handled the ice and snow no problem. From getting through the plow pile at the end of the driveway to safely navigating the snow-covered highways, the Sienna is designed to give you a comfortable, safe drive. When winter weather hits, I give myself extra time, but with Sienna's handling and heated seats, extra time is great. Test drive a Sienna today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Greg Bakken here. I've told you about the out-of-the-world roast beef sandwiches at Maverick's Real Roast Beef, but I haven't told you about their Philly steak sandwiches, turkey bacon avocado sandwich, BLT, crispy chicken, fish sandwiches, brisket, or pulled pork. Okay, you get the idea. They make a lot of delicious food to the same standard as their famous roast beef sandwiches, and now I'm starving. I'm going to go to Maverick's Real Roast Beef off Lexington and Roseville, and you need to go too. Check out their menu at mavericksbeef.com.
Hi, this is Frank Brown of Minuteman Press Uptown with a question for our local small businesses. Do you want more leads, more store traffic, more customers? Thousands of local businesses, just like yours, count on Minuteman Uptown to drive sales. We make your business stand out and show out. We print everything from signage, promotions, and direct marketing. We connect you to the community. Choose Minuteman Uptown because we share your values, and we are a proud union shop. Contact us today at mpuptown.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Howl! had a little extra howl there today. And I wanted to, you know, thank Bruce White for stopping in. Again, it's Wednesday, 6 p.m. At 6 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd at Next Chapter Booksellers. And he will be doing a reading and a selling and a reading and a telling and selling his book. And they will not be moved, the enduring struggle of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe to keep their reservation, you know. And so that's exciting. And it was really an honor. And, you know, our friend Kathy Coates, he mentioned her, and I have to tell her that he mentioned her because she was trying to get down for his reading at the Minnesota Historical Society because she really, really looks up to him, and she couldn't make it. Something happened with the weather, her kid, I can't remember, but she really looks up to Bruce, and that was cool that he mentioned her and her book Banished too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Minnesota Historical Society Press is great. They've been putting out great work for years and years. Bruce White's book, They Will Not Be Moved, is forwarded by Melanie. And Melanie Benjamin is the former chief executive of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and wrote the foreword to the book and talked about how the research helped them win numerous court cases. So, Melanie, thank you for helping out with that as well. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool if you can get over to Next Chapter Booksellers this Wednesday. Definitely check it out.
Well, I'm going to try, if it's not too cold, right after the show to get over there. Because, as you know, I'm not that far from Mac. I'm really closer to St. Thomas, but people in Wisconsin are listening to us going, what is he talking about? So, hey, we have a couple clips I'd like to play before we talk a little bit more about what's going on in the Twin Cities. But, you know, we're celebrating Leonard Peltier today, and we had Ruth Anna Buffalo on, who's in the last couple of years met with Leonard in prison, and so it was great to get a report. And also really interesting what you said about the humbling part of it, that we all have done something. And there was a quote too, Haley, I don't know if you know it off the top of your head, but one of our former guests said about Leonard, and the prayers were not the thing. It was all the work that was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was definitely a lot more than just thoughts and prayers of what granted Leonard his commuted sentence today. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been in prison for, I think, 50 years, maybe a little over than that, but 50 years, that's a lot of work in advocating for mm-hmm. his freedom. So it's not, you know, it's a lot of people from far away, near, that helped out with this, and honored to know them and honored to have helped a little bit as well.
Absolutely. Hey, we have a cut, and could you set it up for us?
Yeah, I would love to. I just want to let everyone know who may be just tuning in. Today, President Joe Biden commuted the sentence for American's longest-serving political prisoner and AIM American Indian Movement activist Leonard Peltier. Peltier will serve the remainder of his time in home confinement starting February 18th. This is an update coming from Indian Collective today that they put out. It's a little audio message that Leonard gave to everyone today. Here it is.
Is there a message that you want to send out that we can share with everyone? There's so much joy and excitement in Indian country right now.
Okay, tell everybody in Indian country and other Indian country, all the supporters of around the world, that I am very, very grateful for what you've done. And you've got me one step home. You got me one step. Home confinement is going to be a million times better than what I'm living in. And I'll be able to get good medical treatment, and I'll be able to see my friends, and I'll be able to get my shoulders fixed. I can start painting again, and it'll be like freedom. It'll be just as good as freedom if I'm at home. It don't matter if I have to stay in the house, but the whole nation should be home confined. That's my home.
Yeah, that is his home.
Wow. It's good to hear his voice again, too.
Yeah, he sounds good. Like he's got a little strength back in him.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, he can be with us for a few more years. He does sound good, and sounds like he can get some medical attention that you can't get in prison. No. So
like he said, his shoulders, and that's going to allow him to paint again, which creating art in our culture is a big thing of part of our spirituality as well. So I can't imagine him not being able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so I got to also bring up that it's Martin Luther King Day, and we want to give a shout out too. We're really excited about Leonard, and we're excited to have Bruce on too. We haven't really mentioned that it is Martin Luther King Day. Do you have any favorite quotes?
I do. I have so many. It was hard to kind of pick. Cool. I like had to go down the list. This is one that is, you know, kind of reminds me of today. The time is always right to do what is right. Mm. And I would say that was done today with
Leonard. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what a great clip too. Thanks for pulling that out. It's again, I don't know where this emotion's coming from, but as you could tell when I was interviewing Bruce, I'm a little off here, and it really struck me.
Yeah, it's kind of different. Usually we're a little bit like jumbled up because of bad news, but this is some good news finally today. Like you said, I took over saying free Leonard Peltier at the end of every episode from Wendy. Wendy was doing it before me. The producers were doing it before me, and we just started our ninth season.
Curtis started it.
Yeah, Dago Curtis started it, and now we're in our ninth season, and he's finally, you know, able to go home.
Yeah. I don't know. I am totally emotional. And so another thing I want to talk about real quick, too, before the show ends, is the big Auntie Energy coming to the Parkway Theater this Friday. The Ojibwe Trio comedians. And there they are. You know.
Yeah, that'll be Deanna Standing Cloud, Rob Fairbanks, and Trish Cook. They're going to take over the Parkway Theater this Friday, the 24th, in Minneapolis.
You got to get tickets because this is going to sell out. It sells out every year. So
yeah,
get your tickets and get them now, and save me a seat up in front because, well, no, I have my hearing aids now, so I don't have to be up in front anymore.
Just turn them up if you get a back row seat or something. But yeah, so they'll be in Minneapolis, the Ojibwe Comedy Trio at the Parkway. I know Deanna and Trish will be back in St. Paul on February 14th if you can't catch this week's show. February 14th, save the date. I think that's at Indigenous Roots Cultural Center in St. Paul.
Cool. And then also that day is going to be the MMIWR March during the day. And hopefully it won't be this cold because, it's cold out.
Yeah, it might be a little chilly. but I feel like when we're in community, you know, it's always a good time. Your heart feels warm. You feel like, you know, it's just a good day to be in community, especially on February 14th, when we bring awareness to our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives and get to hear from their family as well.
Yeah, well, we're winding up the show. And here again, I just want to mention, too, Wednesday, January 22nd at Next Chapter Booksellers, we're going to have Bruce White there, an award-winning historian and anthropologist. And he's got a new book, They Would Not Be Moved. It's about the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe's fight for the reservation, and was published by the Minnesota Historical Society. And was so honored to have Bruce on, and what a great show. And this is one that we can use as the best of when we send it out all over Turtle Island.
Oh, for sure. We got to get the news out about Uncle Leonard.
That's right. And Bruce.
And Bruce's book. And
Bruce's book.
Check out Bruce's book.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and of course, vote. We're still here. We are.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump, on the first day of a second term, assigned numerous executive orders, including those pardoning 1,500 people convicted in the U.S. Capitol attack and ending pending January 6th cases. He refers to them as
our great hostages that didn't do, for the most part, they didn't do stuff wrong.
Trump has also suspended the U.S. TikTok ban and on the death penalty has signed an executive order compelling the attorney general to help ensure states have lethal injection drugs. CBS's Major Garrett has more on another order.
The implications of declaring drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations means the U.S. military might be involved not just at defending the border, but going into Mexico with military action.
And to push his agenda through, CBS's Robert Costa says President Trump
he's already making calls to Congress, talking to leaders on Capitol Hill.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlet.